Welcome to Passionate Pulse Podcast. Today we are privileged to host the maestro from the classical music realm, the illustrious Vidushi Gauridai Pathare. Embarking on a profound journey of a self-discovery through her passion and mission, Gauridai's musical odyssey began under the guidance of Pandit Gangadhar Bua Pimpalkare of the Kirana Gharana. Subsequently, she imbibed the rich musical knowledge of late Pandit Jitendra Abhisheki and Pandita Padmatai Talwarkar, continuing her educational pilgrimage under Pandit Arun Dravid. Gauridai's prowess extend beyond boundaries, weaving together the nuances of Jaipur, Gwalior, and Kirana Gharanas to create a mesmerizing and unique singing style. Her hunger for understanding the impact of various Gharanas led her to experiment with voice culture techniques alongside Ustad Sayyiduddin Dagar. This exploration culminated in her development of a distinctive voice culture practical course for Indian classical singers. Originally trained in computer science, Gauridai chose to enrich the landscape of Indian classical music through her unique contribution. Her album Tribute earned a nomination at the GEMAI Awards, showcasing the widespread acclaim of her work. She spearheads the renowned Parle Swaravasant, an annual Indian classical music festival in Mumbai held every February. This cultural extravaganza is a gift to the audience, offering a free and enriching experience to revel in the abundance of Indian classical music. Beyond her musical achievements, she is a multifaceted individual with a love for food and various art forms, captivating all with her experimental soul. Gauridai's relentless pursuit of excellence in the classical music has been acknowledged with numerous awards, including the prestigious Swarabhaskar Puraskar in 2012, Aditya Birla Vikram Kalakiran Puraskar in 2013, and this year she is set to receive the Gana Saraswati Puraskar in the memory of Gana Saraswati Padma Vibhushan late Kishoritai Amonkar, marking another milestone in her illustrious career. Join us as Gauridai Pathare shares her deep insights and illuminates the pathways for passionate hearts, guiding them on the journey to finding their ikigai.
Namaskar. Nice meeting you, Gauridai.
Same here.
So good to see you that you're touring all the way, I think, since September.
Yes. Since 12th of September, and this is my 7th tour to US and Canada.
Wow.
The concerts.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how is it going? What are you observing when you are especially coming out from India setup? So how it is different, or what is your experience look like?
I would say exactly like the Indian classical music, which you cannot compartmentalize in a particular dialect or dissect of the society. Even though the varied audience we get to see, the temperament of the audience is universal for classical music.
True.
They all are hungry for swar and lay.
Uh-huh. So I like to ask further, like in this particular setup, you also did the voice culture for the kids in this tour.
Yes.
How was it? And they were like people, basically kids, you know, born and brought up here in this setup.
Yes. So many students, many kids and grown-up students also are learning from me and from various artists online. And yeah, it's been a kind of not only the awareness to carry this forward and learn this kind of an art, but many people are productively taking interest in doing riyas in the West. So it's very heartening to see that. That is one thing. And those who have got the flavor of the languages, the native languages, or at least those kids in whose household the languages are still spoken, for them, I don't have to orient them much about the dialect. I just have to teach them the nuances or the techniques of voice culture. But especially for those kids who are born and brought up, they don't have much exposure to the native language. Or the Western kids who are not from Indian origin. And they don't have the exposure to the languages. It's slightly difficult for them to understand the pronunciations and the dialect.
Yeah.
And since this is a vocal Indian art music form and not an instrumental one, the challenges are bigger.
Right. I can sense that.
Yeah. It's a try, and they are also, you know, giving it a fair try, I would say. Like, I have one student from Argentina, and she is partly Argentinian, partly the Italian origin, and she is still making her best effort to not only learn the voice, but the language.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So she does not have a background of any of the Indian origin, but she's learning classical Hindustani.
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's quite a challenge. And that is also, I mean, looking at, you know, her commitment, you must be feeling...
Absolutely. That's what, you know, encourages me more to teach these children.
Yeah.
And like I said, this is a very vast subject. And you cannot cover the nuances of voice culture, or you cannot even exhibit it in one go. Forget about teaching it in one sitting.
But right.
It's just to spread the awareness. I'm conducting the workshops, and those who are seriously into it and want to pursue this, then they're getting along with me and then, you know, connecting with me and then taking the journey from further there, and I'm teaching them like that.
Right.
Yeah.
So this voice culture, many of the classical singers or the musicians, in the past, we never saw that they had a kind of a subject to be taught, or, you know, it was a subject that was explicitly taken out, extracted out, and, you know, conducted workshops, because their talims were so refined that they never had to opt for it. But now in this particular modern age where people are having short time, they're busy with different style, lifestyles, I would say, many of them cannot pursue a singulative path, right?
Like one style or one gharana, you mean?
I mean, even though, like, in the music as such, so that voice culture doesn't come to them naturally, because they cannot have so much hours of baithak. And these are the techniques that definitely help. And you're the first one probably in the classical singing style who has extracted out so well. I have seen your 10 guidelines over the YouTube and the Facebook live, you know, the rest of that. They were really helpful. I mean, although as I'm not a musician and I'm not a singer,
they are self-explanatory for the layman also.
Right? Yeah. So I still could connect it. And, you know, this voice artist, we definitely need those inputs.
Yes.
So how did you arrive at that amazing course? I know there was a big hand with Pandit Ji Dugar.
Yeah.
But still, how did you take so much of efforts to, you know, what exactly motivated or triggered you to have that course established?
I am glad you asked this question, first of all, because it shows that, first of all, you are here with your homework.
Thank you.
You are just interviewing one artist back home from India. No, because each and every artist has some or the other unique thing to give to the fraternity and to the subject.
Yeah.
And the times, to the eras. See, now when classical music evolved, it's a vast subject, but I'll just quickly describe the flow chart of how it got evolved. Because this is the 21st generation of Drupad, and it got evolved from the Drupad Sangeet, which was very rigid in its form and not to entertain per se to any mankind or to a particular Raja, Maharaj or anybody like that. But it was a devotional offering to the God. And that's why it is in itself a 100% complete school of voice techniques which are used for melody music, which we use in India. And and all the different faces of melody music, like Khyal, Tumti, Dadra, then Natyagit, Bhavgit, folk music, everything that we sing is a melodic music, not a harmonic sound.
Yeah.
So, the melody music, jo bhi gana hai, for that, how many whichever ways a human voice can be used effectively, all the techniques are already there in Drupad. That is the exact reason why that style is still not
molded,
diluted, diversified or dyed. But it's a concrete style, right? And those who sing Drupad, if you observe, and they don't, Drupad singers don't have any voice problems. They might have a voice problem like aaj gala bed, thoda thak gaya ya sardi hai. That's superficial thing. But not like a vocal cord thing, kuch sujan hai, edema, not that kind of a problem. But if you see the khyals which were generated from Drupad, and it was the need of that hour to please that Badshah, Maharaj or whatever it is, and the need of the intellectual compartment of the mankind to be more explicit in their say. So what is khyal? Khyal is a thought, right? So elaboration of thought. different.
Mm.
To show your emotional quotient, intelligent quotient, that kind of a hunger for a mankind. That instigated and the times, the challenges of those times to earn bread and butter, to please the Rajas and all that. So this is how the Khyal were evolved. But they took liberty of extracting one Ang, we say, or one section, one compartment of the Drupad style and emphasized or elaborated more on that Ang. Like Bolang was predominantly emphasized and elaborated in Agra, Akar in Jaipur, and then they do the uneven sections of the Matra, and then Golai, and then Chalans were explicitly used and elaborated in Gwalior, and so on and so forth. So this is how the Gharanas were born. But the original founders, or the generation, the first generation who practiced that Gharana or established that Gharana, they were already used to singing Drupad. So their voices were already trained. They used to force their children or the next generation to concretize the foundation for 4-5 years into Drupad. And then come to the stylized form of presentation, which they were still evolving into. But what happened after 3-4 generations is that basic training of Drupad took a sidetrack, and it became a mandatory action for them. And that's when the limitations of the vocal technique started setting in. Only those set of techniques which are used in your Gharana were practiced. Those which are not used were not practiced. And that is why Bolang ka gaane wala may not have a good akar in his voice, which is needed to balance the vertical and horizontal pressure. And unless you balance it, you will be doing compromising the real tone and the falsetto. So the falsetto and real tone will go hand in hand. And gala baith jayega. So many things. So this started happening. And now another thing is, because that time it was a taboo also, that a student from one gharana will not get exposed to the music of the other gharana. And it was not allowed for the disciples to go and listen to other gharana singing.
Right. Yeah.
And that is why the exchange of thoughts and the instigation of the thoughts, the hunger for something that is lacking, you know, that thing was not instigated in the minds of disciples, and they were following their own discipline per se. But now times have changed. We are not only indulging into different gharanas, we are allowed to, and we are exposed to different styles of khyal. But because of the internet, the music is coming closer. The world music is coming closer. And we are exposed to jazz, pop, rap, even the western harmonic sounds. And people are fusing not only gharanas, like I do. People are fusing the Indo-Western music very successfully. So because of that, now the hunger or the awareness for better sound, and because of the sound techniques, like the video and audio techniques are also now very well advanced. So you have to present a clean and neat sound, not only intellectually or emotionally good content, but sound-wise, a clean and neat, clear content has to be read. And because of that, it's a need of the hour to think about refining the sound. And definitely, because so many generations have, since the khyal is a volatile structure, the singers kept on pursuing the style, but they kept on facing the vocal issues, which they were either never vocal about it, or they didn't know how to tackle that. Or some of them somehow could make the way, pave the way out, and they made their own slight amount of compromises with the voice and still carry forward their style. Or they could break that and make the voice. But they couldn't concretize the thoughts and politically expand it to the next gen. To tell them, ki, this is how you do it. This is the theological thing. This is the anatomy. And this is how it will happen. And this is also that, you know, that kind of a thing. So that is why the voice culture object was not well thought in Indian classical music, unlike Western music. And what else is happening is, because we are evolving and the world is coming closer and we are exchanging the music, there are few people who are pursuing Indian classical music are attracted towards Western voice culture. Without their knowledge, they are mimicking it. Because they think, ki chalo, this subject was not well studied in our music back home. let's study the Western voice culture and let's apply it to our music. Hmm. It is not applicable. Because though the human body is the same, the product is different. The result that they want to create. See, like falsetto and vibrato are the two phenomenons we completely avoid. Nishit bolte.
Yeah.
Vibrato bhi nahi. We need vibrance and we need resonance, not vibrato.
Hmm.
Falsetto ki gale ko deliberately hilao is vibrato.
Hmm.
But yahan se resonance kamao is vibrance.
Hmm.
Right? So these are the two different phenomenons, completely exactly opposite to each other. And that is why I thought one needs to study this.
Hmm.
And me being a computer science graduate, science, basically a science student, I thought that somebody who is science oriented and who must dig into this and come to some logical explanation to and solve this.
Yeah, so distill out the problem, distill out the solutions and create one complete.
Sorry for giving us such a long answer.
No.
This is a subject right now very close to my heart and one needs to address this. That's why.
Yeah, I think this is a great contribution that you are actually doing to the classical music world. And looking back, like you said one thing that there were some singers who like, you know, were on the verge of losing the voice. Some have actually lost the voice. We have seen the examples. The best example is Kishori Dayi Amonkar, right? For a certain period of time, she had lost the voice. She couldn't do the concerts. And then, I mean, I think she worked very hard to get it back.
Yeah.
So do you think because she was I'm not sure if she was Drupad Gaika, because she came from the Jaipuri Gharana and she practiced only that. But Kirana Gharana background she had.
Yeah.
So do you sort of relate those examples when you're like studying this?
I do relate with these examples, but I'll tell you one more thing. At her stature, when it's in her book also that she lost the voice and then she meditated and then, you know, she did her own research. So, sabse pehle to artist hote, mehnat hi hote. If you are really into the lot of rigorous mehnat. And few artists are avant jisko bolte ki aaj ke zamane mein jaise Ashwini Tai hai, hamare Guruji the, Pandit ji the, so many. Matlab sabke naam main nahi le rahi hu, uska matlab wo hai nahi aisa. But Kishori Tai ek vicharvant jisko bolte, she was a revolutionary artist who broke the, or I wouldn't say broke is not the correct word, who molded the Jaipur style to make it more user friendly and very effective in the manner of, how shall I put it, if you read our Swararth Ramani, so the name itself is explicit. So she could speak the language of the swar, the shruti. So to go at such a deeper level, with the thoughts and with the vision. And we always say that the vision is ahead and the body lags behind. So it applies to the music also. So probably she was not happy with what she was seeing and where she was able to reach.
Ah.
This is applicable to all artists. Right? So, and look at the level where she was able to visualize things. And then she was not probably able to physically be exactly there, slightly lagging behind.
Yeah.
That's where the dissatisfaction of a good artist about her or his presentation sets in. No artist is full of himself.
He
was a good artist. So that is one thing. And another thing is, like, technically there are so many aspects which we need to solve. But beyond the technique, even if there is a dissatisfaction or there is a sense that I'm not able to produce that kind of a voice, then there are a lot of spiritual aspects also.
Yeah.
Finally, you have to learn things, but you have to unlearn. And the surrendership comes. I think that's what she was in search for. And she searched that and again she started taking flights.
And then she took up a flight that is very excelling graph.
Her example for voice culture, I would say it is much beyond the technical things that I'm discussing.
But I think this technical setup does help for the normal people who are actually a hobbyist musicians that does help. And also too, even as we age, every human being kind of, you know, the voice ages, you see that. And if these technicalities, if they can practice, I think they can sustain that voice quality, especially who are in the, you know, this setup that helps.
So, see, for example, now I'm 50.
Oh my God, you're opening up.
Okay. That's the fact of life. So, I was I remember my voice. It's recorded. It's on the net. It's everywhere. And then I was in my 20s. What I was singing, the majority, let's keep it aside. Let's speak about voice since we are addressing voice. When I look back, my voice production in my 20s was sweeter. In 30s, it was robust. In 40s, it was matured. In 50s, I know I'm having a specific set of issues right now which with the voice, which I was not dealing in my 30s and 40s.
Right.
But this is how it is. This is what the nature is. Nature is going to play its role. So I cannot fight nature. But I can age gracefully, right?
Yeah.
The voice has to age gracefully. It has to mature. The sweetness into maturity, the robustness, and then the different kind of a maturity. So, like, men have issues in their formative years when the voice is changing. Similarly, women have issues in their menopause.
Yeah.
And if we are facing it right now, we have to face it gracefully, not only emotionally, but intelligently and technically.
Yeah.
How will we be able to do that? That is where the crux is, and that is where these voice culture techniques come to your rescue. I'm not boasting myself, and I'm praying that after this interview, jo bhi baaki ache 7-8 program bache out of this 25 concert tour, I'm able to sing it with the same
figure
and the tonal quality. But I have been touring from Calgary to Orlando and into from ice to deserts.
Exactly, yeah.
And everywhere, it's a different weather, different humidity. At times, we are sleepless. I am doing 3 concerts per weekend.
Wow.
Not 2. And 3 cities in 3 different cities in 3 days.
Yeah.
Saturday, Sunday. But so far, yes, I am having my own set of problems because lack of sleep thoda heavy ho jata hai. But I'm able to keep it at a very minuscule level. And thanks to all these, techniques that I practice. And God willing, I would love to age my voice gracefully.
Wow, that's like, embracing the reality.
That's not what it is.
Yeah. A little bit going back when you were younger and when you started, your granny, your mom's mom was, one of the very versatile lady. She used to play a lot of instruments.
Really, there are so many things.
And then your mom was kind of had a classical singing background. And then
she did her alankar.
And finally, the third generation flourished to be taken as a profession.
From my dad's side also. Everybody was very much inclined towards music. Born and brought up in Pune. So we witnessed as a children, we witnessed the golden era. We every now and then, there were used to be music concerts. So I have witnessed umpteen number of concerts from sung by Malini Rajurkar, Bhimsen Joshi, Pandit Jasraji, so many.
So
unginat concerts in my life. So that was the source of outing entertainment where our family used to take us to. ऑर्गेनिकली वो संस्कार होते गए
राइट बट उसके बाद तो खुद की बैठक होनी चाहिए खुद का एक उसमें मन भी लगना चाहिए इट्स नॉट इजी राइट नॉट एवरीबडी कैन परस्यू दिस इट्स वन ऑफ द साइंस दैट आई फील लाइक यू नीड टू बी लाइक टू मच इंडल्जेंट टू इट्स लाइक यू नो बिकमिंग अ साइंटिस्ट दिस फील्ड्स आर एक्चुअली इंटेलेक्चुअली चैलेंजिंग स्पिरिचुअली चैलेंजिंग एंड ऑल्सो इट टेक्स अ लॉट ऑफ टोल यू हैव टू बी committed and commitment is like you cannot lose any of the ends right you need to be like person needs to be in seventh layer probably in order to take this all together
not actually we all women are exactly the same hamara bhi ghar hai bacche sab hota hai and that brings the more beauty into it you cannot be in your subject or in your zone 24/7 365 it is very boring and claustrophobic okay so you have to play multiple roles and we should be even thankful to God that God made me a woman and not a man so he that gave me many roles to play and that will enrich my experience wholesome experience of this lifetime which will reflect in my emotional quotient when I'm singing
yes it does
so that's how it is
when you were like learning initial years and then you switched to different gharanas you were fortunate to get those masters who could hand over to another master it doesn't happen that way
yes
but I would say you were so fortunate that you learned from such a grand people like Pandit Jitendra Bua Abhishek Pimpalkar is also like as a teacher he was the best right
absolutely
And then Padmatai Tarvalkar. I mean, I would say that was like the blessing that could happen to you.
Absolutely.
Right? As a disciple of Mogubai Kudikar, and then I had got touch with the Kishori Bhai Amonkar. I mean, like, then you are like having those, the greatest things coming together.
God has been really kind with me as far as my, you know, me getting gurus is concerned. Sabse guru achhe unki time pe mujhe mile. Nobody ever charged me any single penny.
Wow.
Absolutely no.
So lot of, like most of them came from the scholarships letter.
Huh. Whatever that I'm learning, I'm paying fees or whatsoever chalta rahe. But all these gurus, Pimpalkare Guruji, Padmatai, Abhishek Bhai, nobody ever charged.
Wow.
And they gave us whole, everything wholeheartedly.
Wow. So how was that experience? You know, people would like to know, and especially now that a lot of kids are learning this classical music, they are actually in our stage when they, you know, hear them. We also, I mean, as a, although I have not learned the music, but I can hear it and I enjoy that. So especially if somebody is trained for them, they are the gods. Yeah. So I'm sure audience will enjoy if you can, you know, relate to one of the two experiences that you had in person with them. Or any stories that you like to open up
there
for?
There are umpteen number of experiences.
Yeah.
If I start talking about Guru Ek podcast, khatam.
We should do that different one.
Because, because they not only one or two experiences, they enamored my life and they molded my personality. This is what the strength of Guru Shishya Parampara is. They are just not the teachers. They are the guide, friend, philosopher, guide, everything. You cannot substitute the guru word with any English word for that matter.
Yeah.
It's a unique word.
Yeah.
And jo bhi ho na, like they say, you are what you eat, right? But you are what your gurus teach you.
Yeah.
Finally, in the spiritual journey.
Yeah.
And gaane ka personality, your own personality, everything gets, your thought process, everything gets molded by it. So I cannot
say,
this is the exactly
unique
thing,
this
unique thing that happened. But in the name of Guruji, beloved Guruji, Pandit Jitendra Abhishekhi, because now he is no more, there is nobody to negate to their stories which are untrue. They are using it as a marketing tool.
Oh my God.
So many people are, you know, doing so many things to come up, to be noticed in the society. So there are a few artists, very few though, who are misusing our Guruji's name and creating controversies in the sense that they are making pepped up stories about their association with our Guruji, which are completely untrue. And it pains, it hurts us when we see that. So that is also one thing I would like to bring out to people's attention, that whatever, everything that you hear is not true. Like I said, I'll conclude this answer with the thought that, with my say that, we have so many moments with our gurus to cherish. And they are secret in our heart deep down inside. What we carry forward is their essence in the in the music.
Yeah, and it does reflect. But when you are jumping from one style to another, it is so difficult, right? So how you could learn these many and then still able to bring out the best and create your own style?
And this ability was inculcated in me by Pandit Jitendra Abhishekhi's music. Because he himself has done that.
Yeah.
When I was actually absorbing his music like a blotting paper, I was not understanding what are the things that he has fused in it. As and when I started growing up and learning the shailis, the styles, then I discovered that in the Avardhan, after the Khali, in the Bhari part, the Amat part, sometimes he starts wrapping up the thought with Jaipur. Some in the bowl, then there is a Agra. But then the poetic content is so very well handled. So many aspects that I know I kept on observing. Another thing is, usually it doesn't happen that you get to learn from two gurus at a time. I didn't plan like this. Nobody plans. But it so happened that I learned from Pandit Jitendra Abhishekhi in his last 7 years of his life. So he was struggling with his ill health and some health issues. So I continued learning from him. But I started with Padmatai with his consent and his encouragement also. And he himself called Tai and said that take her under your wings because she is a good disciple and she has got a potential and uska regular ek ho jayega taalim. So then it all started at the two places. And I was hesitant. My family was telling me that you will jumble up in your mind.
Yeah.
Even in your voice. So don't do this. If you started with time, stop with Abhishekhi. But I was so involved in Goa as a disciple.
Hmm.
See, like, there are many number of gurus, but there are only few gurus. With whom you are like completely homogenized.
Yeah.
You cannot separate your presence.
Yeah.
While he is present.
Hmm.
Huh? Away from them. So probably with Abhisheki Boa and with Padmatai, I cannot separate myself away from these gurus, because this is how they enamored my conscious and subconscious, and even to that Atman, we say, those receptive ears. So it was beyond my imagination not to see Boa on my, you know? So I kind of made it possible with a lot of oppression from many people that don't do this. I kind of kept on visiting both the places.
Wow.
And then so what happened is, Boa also used to see that if Thai is teaching me Chayanat, he used to continue with Chayanat. He will not touch the same khyal and the bandish that she taught me.
Okay.
He will give me another set of bandish and khyal.
Oh, wow.
And he will elaborate his vision or rag expansion, jiskam lambur.
Okay.
In the same rag, something like that. And then I myself, at the very moment, not post facto, while learning only, started weaving the fabric of my own music with both the agra from his style, bol from his style, rag, vichar from his style, then akar and the gulai and the swarlay aspect, Thai style. You know, so the fabric itself was getting over at that time.
Wow.
So accidentally, he said, but.
Yeah. Then, it is confusing. You're putting it in a simple words, but at that time you must have gone through some conflicts. No,
not,
never?
Not actually.
Uh-huh.
Both the talim helped me. It complemented each other so well. I was guided so well. That was the best time actually.
Yeah, that is possible. You know, the masters are good, then they make sure
Absolutely.
That the students will be taken care.
Yeah.
Amazing. After that, you started with Pandit's
Dagar.
Yeah.
Was there a need of the hour?
Because
I was constantly searching for my own voice and still getting problems, because I was not 100% familiar with my mujhe kya mila hai. So to use it in an efficient way, and I was searching for it first of all. So I used to ask 100 questions to Abhisheki Boa. He said, no, you go to him and he will guide you, because he was a Drupad singer.
Yeah.
And he didn't teach me Drupad.
And
that was futile. I mean, learning Drupad if I wanted to be khyal singh. But he taught me all the riyaz techniques which are used for Drupad, which are used for khyal. Which helped me understand my voice.
Wonderful.
So, I gayi unke
Nice.
Yeah.
And then lately you have started with Arun Raviji because of the love for the gharana.
Absolutely. See, if you see my repertoire, I'm not singing many of the Jaipur... ragas, which are like the classic gems or the ragas which represent that gharana person. Yes, I sing 7, 8, 10 at the most ragas. But my main focus is and was on the gaiki. Because Jaipur has got a stylized, how shall I put it, comma or a semicolon in a sentence, pauses. That stylized stop gaps or the commas or the gaps between the phrases which are uneven section of the matra give you more control over the sukshma lay, give you more visibility towards the meaning of that particular movement, because it's an abstract language.
Yeah.
Huh? And because you build your story along with those pauses, it helped me expand one rag without repetitions. And the effort is every rag, while I'm singing it with an expanded version, I should not repeat. The starting of the new avartan should have a, how shall I put it, unexplained or unestablished, or no, not even unestablished, so unexpected. Unexpected start, and the amat should also be very interesting. That is the thought. The rag should be seen from multiple angles. And every time the rag, if I'm singing Yaman today and in the next concert, it should come out not one and the same, but a different.
Right. That's the beauty of those.
This is what I'm searching into it. And that is why Jaipur is skewing this search.
So you're a lifelong learner. As you rightly said in one of your talks also, one has to be versatile. That makes your life beautiful and it flourishes the best.
Yeah.
And also with the art form, you say that like one cannot just pursue that this is my art, this is my profession.
Right.
You have to experiment with yourself and
absolutely.
Then something happens.
My Padmata used to say, okay, this alap is nice, but this is stale. Give me fresh food. This is stale. And I never used to understand what is she saying. When she used to start her avartan, it is the same nirigama, dhanisa, whatever that yaman. Or ka jayega, vahi same breath. But it was such a fresh start of the same phrase. So what exactly she's putting in so that it appears fresh? Always my constant search that why my music appears stale and hers when she's does the avartan.
Yeah.
It comes out so fresh. just made just now. Like.
Yeah.
And all these things, you know, keep you going.
I think that appears to, you know, a lot of other professions also. You know, this is the same. I can extract this wisdom and say that this wisdom applies to all the professions. That one has to keep learning, keep experimenting with different mediums, wherever they're keen on or wherever they can lean on.
And so the spontaneity is not lost.
Mm-hmm.
You become spontaneous and you become more alert.
Oh, wonderful. So when you teach students, how exactly you format them? Because you yourself is, you know, you keep learning.
Yeah.
You have, you know, lots of. So how do you initiate them or, you know, how do you make them progress well? How do you analyze individuals?
First of all, I see ki swar aur lay ka gyan hai ki nahi, musically inclined bachcha hai ki nahi. If it is not there, so there is no point in putting the effort. If the child is extremely musical within. Then the regime starts, which is absolutely zero self-entertainment. I always tell my students, music is not entertainment for us. It is neither entertainment for the audience. It's a food for the soul.
It's an experience.
So, wo to theek hai, but that is when you're presenting. When you're practicing, it is extremely quitative kind of a regime.
Yeah.
Where the intellect comes to your rescue only if you stabilize it. Sharir, buddhi and man. On the three levels, if you want to do the practice and get hold of that art form. So the first extremely important aspect is sharir. That is footwork for the entire body for a dancer, hands for the player and voice for the singer. So the techniques have to be mastered.
Yeah.
Now, to master a technique, it cannot be mastered intellectually. It has to be mastered physically.
Yeah.
Once the intelligence, basic level of intelligence makes you help that, kya hai, kaise karna? Later on, it is the body slogging there. So it is repetitive and iterative and primitive kind of a thing where the physical mehnat is extremely important. After you get used to the physical mehnat so much, that it doesn't appear to you as a exertion. It becomes a habit. If you bring your body to that level, then slowly your intelligence is by then also is disciplined. Your mind is not telling you, improvise this, entertain me. You yourself have to kill yourself. No, this is not self-entertainment. Repetitive, qualitative study, finishing the same phrase is why I'm here. Not to improvise the phrase and get atmaranjan, manoranjan, kya, iska maine kya kya kya. So, where the mind is disciplined. And man. Man kab hoga discipline? Initially, to body hai and intellect hai. But when both get so habituated with this process that it becomes organic, then you unwind yourself, you unlearn the techniques, and then your heart starts putting in. That is where the emotional things start popping into it.
So nicely put it into the words, you know. It's very hard to capture those feelings, the right words, and to explain it that somebody experience the same thought that you have it.
Question, how I teach? It's a very mundane, very repetitive, very, I won't like to put it the word boring, but initial phases mein student ko lagta hai. Kind of riyaz. Where in the riyaz room, neither the student is getting new things coming out, popping out from my side, where they are like, wah, wah, wah. Or I'm constantly pleasing them. It happens when the tabla player comes or sometimes we are ourselves, but just decorating one bandish. Sometimes it will happen. But main part of the teaching is like, kitna rata.
Yeah, I think the talks stacks are never ending. I'll go to advice question. When somebody is learning the music, what are any professionals who wants to pursue any art form at any age. As a learner, nobody stops learning. But some people gets barriers. After some point, how I can learn this, how I can fit into this, how I can get unlocked to the different potentials of mine, which probably existed. I don't know. I want to experiment. So for those people, for those passionate people, I want advice from you.
See, music can be perceived from many angles. Initially, in the formative years, if someone comes and he or she has really got the potential in their voice and their inclination towards swara and laya, though the main emphasis is of the guru, it's molding his or her voice so that he can or she can produce a fantastic sound and music. But at later ages, when the voice is slightly stiff or the inertia sets in, you can still, if you have those qualities in you, like swarlay and that inclination, and voice is also good up to great extent, then you can still pursue the techniques, because nothing like producing a good sound. But if at all, there are limitations and you cannot ever, one can see that बहुत मेहनत करेंगे फिर भी नहीं हो पाएगा शायद है ना. देयर आर अ फ्यू पीपल हु कैन नॉट प्रोड्यूस गुड साउंड्स बट दे आर डीपली इन्वॉल्वड इनटू म्यूजिक. फॉर देम स्टिल बीइंग इन द एक्सपोजर ऑफ म्यूजिक एंड द म्यूजिशियन द विजुअल म्यूजिशियन और द गुरु दे फॉलो इज अ ग्रेट बून एंड दे कैन इवन दे कांट प्रोड्यूस द म्यूजिक वेल यस दे कैन स्टिल सिंग एंड दे शुड सिंग. And they can still enjoy it in a better manner because of the teachings. And they can become good musicologists. They can become good thinkers. Secondly, I have students, because I teach voice, who are like announcer, radio jockey. No? So they start with me with the thought. Few kids started with me. That musician banna hai. Later, they could sense it that their languages are good. They're academically good. And they have a more hunger or just about talking, thinking. They can articulate things well. And musically, utna nahi hai. It is, I think, guru's duty to direct them. To say, ki nahi, tu ye kar. Wow. So, you can apply it wherever and whenever as per your ability and your personality.
Okay. So now we'll come to the rapid fire round.
Okay.
The first question has come from my previous podcast guest. He is a founder of Kindcart. His name is Shri. Okay. If you have to go back 20 years back and there is one thing that you have to change, what it will be?
I would say, I would be very honest. I would say that in my personal life, I would love to change a lot many things. But in my musical life, nothing. This is the perfect life God has given me. From music point of view.
We'll go to the next question. According to you, which is the most, which classical musician, it may not be singer, it could be anybody from the music field, have stayed underrated?
Oh, there are many. And if I take one person's name, it's not correct because bahut sare hain. Yeah, and I feel bad and sad. It is unfortunate, jo bolte hai na ki fate mein bhi hona chahiye. At times, my Guruji used to say, rasoi pagdi and gana. Rasoi mein ek chhota sa cheez kam pad jaye, pagdi mein thoda galti ho jaye. Gaane mein bhi hai, ki kuch na kuch element hota hai. Yeah, not even the musical element. Non-musical, like personality, the nature. It is beyond analysis or sometimes even the fate. So, there are many.
Okay. So now you're a computer science background student and you're also a classical singer, learner, and, have looked into, in a very scientific way, to evolve and, to leave your contribution in the fields that wherever it's possible. So which is that one software or app or any technical innovation that you think should happen that can help the classical music?
Wow, that's a nice question. And my brutal answer is, I want to have a software, please. Software guys, if you are there, please do this for us. I want to have a software. Because every classical singer is not aware of how to make the sound. Sound engineering ka course samne nahi kya hota hai. Aur agar kiya bhi ho, chalo, even if I have done, for example, still, I am at the mercy of the person who is making the sound.
Yes.
Another thing is, once we give them the levels in the pre-event sound check. They say that, oh, yes, yes, Thai, we have locked it with the passcode and all that.
Don't worry.
And then suddenly what happens is, because of the wrong practices in our music itself and the impacts of other sorts of music, the importance of Tanpura level has gone down. If you pull out any old recordings of Bhimsen Joshi, Kishori Thai, Kumar, Gandharva, or so many stalwarts, see the amount of the levels of Tanpura you have got in that recording. That is the basic need. It's not because they didn't have any things to play back in the background. It was the fashion. No. X-axis is swar, which is provided, and the Shruti is, which is provided by Tanpura. That is the reference, main reference. And Y-axis is the lay, which is provided by the tabla player with the flawless lay. And the artist's entire picture that he wants or she wants to paint that day on her canvas or his canvas is totally at the mercy, and it's dependent on the Tanpura and the tabla wala ki lay. And what happens is people's, you know, audience's capacity or the habit of listening to Tanpura has gone so down. And this is thanks to so many, there are good artists who are still keeping the levels. I am not saying everybody is doing this practice. But because of such practices, somebody pops up from the audience and tells the sound guy, Tanpura is rakam. And even the sound guy was sitting there to do the sound. Suddenly feels, oh, everybody started the singing, singing, and Tanpura thoda kam ke chalega. Do you do it in the rock and the pop when all the levels are so high that it hurts your ears? Can't you sustain the Tanpura so that you get habituated to Tanpura? And this is one thing. Another is, if you have your accompaniment artists who are having very sound understanding with you as a person and with the music, with the realistic expectations from themselves also, as a contributory musician for that event, and not as a solo player, where at the cost of the main artist's music, my presence or my tabla presence or presence of my tabla, my harmonium, must be constantly emphasized. If you don't have such kind of notions in your head, then the concert goes well. But if you are sitting there, be it a elder person, very renowned one, as an accompaniment artist, or a young one, if that is in that person's head, then he or she
fidgets with the sound guy and keeps on signaling, mera sound badao, mera, give me more.
With the textures that you give when you're singing. This applies to only those artists.
आलाप सेक्शन इज द बिग सेक्शन दैट इज वेर द मूड इज क्रिएटेड. सो माई हम्बल रिक्वेस्ट, फैंटास्टिक क्वेश्चन, ऐसा जैसे आई तबला प्रो बना है Tanpura loop.
Yes.
Guys, somebody please make the sound software which we should be able to operate from our iPhone or iPad or whatever, where we make our own sound and we lock it from here, from the stage, and nobody allowed to touch that, those levels. I'll be very thankful if somebody does that.
Yeah, I'm sure. This is happening in Silicon Valley, and that's the exact reason I'm, you know, taking out. There are many who are, you know, music lovers into tech, and if we give the ideas, and remember, whoever produces that idea, give that royalty to Gauri Patel. She's the one who created this. You know, she's the one who is
speaking like plug lo kaan mein. But no. This is a holistic sabka mix ke sound hai na. So jaise aayega baat, kyunki lagav hai usme andruni, there are so many aspects, you know.
I don't know many, but I understand the problems that you're facing when you are on the podium and cannot control many other aspects. And the last question, you know, which is one book or documentary that you think our audience should read? It can be, you know, helpful for their personal life, professional life, or any, whatever that has touched your heart.
Swararth Ramani by Kishori Thai. It has touched my heart. It has instigated my intelligence and every, matlab, it has pushed me to my limits to understand what she must have seen. It's very even difficult to understand what she must have seen. I was very intrigued. And
I mean, although we are done with the rapid fire, I still have one question. So as a part of your legacy, I see the voice culture or your program can become your legacy on a very big level, where it would be helpful to the musical world in it. What is the other legacy that you would like to build that can contribute to the field that you are in?
Oh my God, that's a difficult question. But it's again pertaining to the gale ki khoj jo hai, voice ka hi hai. Ki, because that is the product, byproduct of what I have researched in the voice. And because there was an era where singers generated from Dhrupad and produced the gharanas and made their stylized statement in the form of the structure also and the vocal texture also. But then the next generation, for example, Rampur Saiswan gharana, Nisar Hussain Khan sahab unki aur Rashid Khan sahab ki ab gaane ki style hai ki kyunki same style hai na. But आवाज अलग है ना टोटली हाँ he didn't copy his sound he researched his own voice ये सब कब तक हुआ जब तक ध्रुपद का तालीम था but later on so happened that a male student who is very ignorant about the vocal techniques but is learning music after learning a few years is very much tempted to copy Kumar ji's voice a female singer is very much tempted to copy Kishorita as well. And they're learning Jaipur from somebody else and proper technique and everything. But the style and the sound texture that pops out is Kishorita's. And it's not even 100% because nature is so creative that God has given you separate, unique voice, unique DNA. So we are not that creative, but at least knowing who we are needs to be done. And because of that, even if you mimic Kishorita's voice, it is not 100%. You can't. Even if you mimic Kumarji's voice, you can't. Even if you mimic Jasraj's voice, 100%. You can't. And then, on a superficial level, it appears like... Achha, secondly, it tastes, it sounds stale. So, my say is... Do research on your voice through Dhrupad, which is the set of, look at Dhrupad as a set of voice culture regime applied for Indian origin and melodic sounds and melody while singing. And go to the T in your research about understanding and knowing your body, your DNA, your voice, your vocal textures, and your likes and dislikes. So that the sound that gets produced from your body is unique and not somebody else's borrowed sound.
But I think more to it, if everybody takes in this message, they can create their own beautiful cultures in whichever field they are.
If you don't apply it to music, then whichever field you are,
you won't
be able to know, to leave your mark or make your presence felt or known. Only when you're unique. And just don't do anything just to be desperately be unique. It will happen organically. Try to know you. Do the inward.
Inward journey is important.
Aur wahi hai na, adhyatma wahi hai, Indian teaching wahi hai, philosophy wahi hai. Look inside, the universe is inside. You will find yourself.
Well, thank you Gauri Tai for spending with us, you know, so much of time. I'm sure your rest of the concerts will go good. Good luck with that. And we wish you to see many more in United States as well as to other countries. And we want to see your concerts getting public as you sing in India, have the public concerts over here. So everybody gets touch with. And workshops, you know, I think people like me and many other are looking forward for the nice voice culture workshops.
Absolutely.
So whenever you come with the plan to have in-person workshop.
I have so 11, 12 students all over the US. And they are saying, Tai, ek trip aisa karo that you just do the Riyaz retreat. And because it itself is very exhaustive activity. I can't club it with so many concerts. So you definitely karenge.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So this was Gauri Tai Pathare. And we were fortunate to have her on Passionate Pulse podcast. Stay tuned for more guests, more talks. Thank you so much.
Hello, Passionate Pulse listeners. Pranali here, your host. Are you a business owner looking to amplify your brand's reach? Or maybe you know an expert who deserves the mic. This is your moment. Advertise with us or recommend a fascinating guest for our podcast. Unlock the airwaves and connect with Bay Area enthusiasts. Dial at 341-209-0102 and let's make your story roar.